At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking like a near perfect day. Opening day, downtown Detroit.
Yeah, the sun's coming up as we sit right now. It's going to come up right over top of Comerica. It's going to be beautiful.
AJ Hinch will join us at 8:02. Talk with the manager, Tigers and White Sox later today for opening day. John, let's talk about it. What's the plan today? What are the traditions you guys have? 248-539-9797. And your question was about, is today for the kids, taking your kids down,
yeah,
or is
family?
Today
yeah.
the family, or is today with your buddies, your girls?
Or is there a tradition that you have? And maybe it's a college roommate's. Both guys and girls, is this one something that you did, or is it high school? Did you sneak down here in high school way back, you know, back in the day? And even if it was Tiger Stadium, now Comerica, we had one guy earlier said, this is going to be 49 for him. So he obviously goes back to Tiger Stadium. I miss the bleacher seats. And we asked in the cookie jar if there was something that you would add to Comerica, and I totally blanked on that one. I would actually say, go back to a couple of sections of the old school bleacher seats. I thought that was awesome. And I bet you on opening day, that would be the place to be. Absolutely. Because I remember back at Tiger Stadium, it was, I don't know, we could go down there in high school, it was like $7 or $8 to get a bleacher seat. And so it was something that we could do. Mom and Dad probably didn't know we were coming down, but we could catch most of the game, get back in time before we got found out. There was no cell phones. There was no location at that time. So that's one where I would love if they added that to the stadium, but is it going to be a family day, opening day, or is it going to be, hey, me and the guys, this is what we do. Kids, you're going to have to wait till Sunday, which is actually family day.
Today's one of the drunkest days of the year in the city of Detroit. I'm not sure you're bringing your little ones. This is a day for the boys, the girls. This is a day to get out and have a good time, celebrate the start of spring.
Yeah.
I'm the guy with no kids, though, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
And yeah. Sometimes you don't have childcare, and if you want to come down, you got to bring the kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you can always enter the ballpark early.
Or this could be, and I know, Heather, you talked about this, Colin, mm-hmm. might bring the kids down just to walk around the stadium before it even starts, not go in when the game actually starts, which I think may be the best plan. If you're going to make this a family day, come down, grab some lunch. There's yeah. plenty of great places to eat down here. See the excitement of opening day, and then you can catch the broadcast on the way home, catch it on TV when you get there, and then bring them back for an actual game on Sunday.
Let us know. Are you driving in from out of town? Yeah. Are you tailgating? Do you have the same spot that you hunker down every year. You bring the same group of people and you party. Let us know. 248-539-9797.
You guys probably saw it when we walked in, which we're walking in right 515, 530. There were already some tents
yep.
set up and people were getting their tailgates ready. Uh-huh. This is a holiday. And I'll throw this one out there as well. Are you taking a vacation day or is this a sick day, calling into the boss? I'm got a little cough going. I can't make it in.
Something's going around, you know.
Yeah. Or I mean, you just own up and say, "Hey, I'm going to the ballpark." You know, live with it.
You just own it because you're going to post a photo from the ballpark.
Yeah.
And your boss is going to see it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Yeah. So I mean, we talked about this when March Madness started, right? You only have, you know, generally you get 2 weeks of vacation, some more, some, you know, yeah. Not usually less, but were you taking a vacation day to watch the start of March Madness? And then now you have opening day. Like it starts, the sports calendar starts to eat away at those days off. And is this one important enough for you to take a day off of work? For me, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're working, but...
Well, we get off at 10. It's great. Like, my plan is to stick around here, Hockey Town, have a couple drinks, yuck it up, have a good time, make my way into the ballpark, watch some baseball, eat some food. I'm going to do a quick little hop back home for a power nap, and then I'm back down for the double dip for Red Wing Hockey tonight.
I'm curious, because the Panthers are going to be at Ford Field tonight. Is anybody you could triple dip. It's going to be, you know, the Wings are starting at 7, the Panthers at 8.
Yeah, but they're playing the Hurricanes. They can be out of it. You could just leave.
Yeah, or are you so mad at the Wings right now that you'd rather go see the Panthers?
I'm sure there are people out there. But that's unique. And this is actually lined up now for a few years with the double dip.
Yeah.
With the Tigers and the Red Wings, and you can do both in one day.
And you've done it.
I've done it now. This will be the second year in a row.
Uh-huh.
And I've done, I think, 3 years in a row now they've played on opening day.
The Wings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the opportunity's been there, I think, for 3 years now for people.
And so the wife isn't coming to the baseball game, but she's
working,
coming
but we're
down.
We're going to come reinforcements down for the hockey game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you're going to be in the press box. So you're not going to partake or imbibe.
Well, I'll imbibe before I go to the game. And then you can always sneak out of the press box and get yourself a drink. You just can't. You have to be composed enough.
So hold on a second here. We talk about being professional.
Can you be drunk in the press box?
You're going to drink and go in there at least a little buzzed, but you won't wear Tiger gear in there?
I just think it's a policy. It's not a policy. Well, it's in the spirit of you don't cheer in the press box. You shouldn't be like wearing team gear.
You don't go in there drunk either.
Drinking on the job is a sign of a problem.
Yeah. Is this an intervention? Is this what this is going to turn into?
Yeah.
I think you get an exception
on
opening day.
Yeah. I think we're identifying a number of problems for this young man.
By the way, you need to get yourself a ticket wearable that has the ticket logo and a Tiger logo together.
Yeah. There you go.
Then
he wouldn't be able to wear his credential no matter where he goes. I'm Jim Costa.
I don't wear the credential wherever I go, Sean.
Isn't that what he said earlier, Heather?
No, I said that's how I'm getting into the ballpark today. I don't have a seat. I'm going into the press area. That's how I'm going to get in the ballpark
then
today.
Then you go out and get your hot dog and
your beer.
And beer, yeah.
And then go up to the press box.
Yeah, will this get me a free beer?
Do you know who I am?
You got a solo cup, too?
I hate all of you. I hate all of you. 248-539-9797. Your traditions. Tell us about your traditions today. No, I don't have the cat carrier with me, John. It's not about your pets or your kids. It's about going with your buddies today. I really think that. I mean, maybe if your kid's old enough to truly, you know, stay for the whole game and appreciate the party. Like, how old would your kid be to take them to opening day?
Well, for me, I would want them to be mobile. I don't want to have to bring a stroller down.
Oh, no.
And because I can't imagine they allow strollers. You're gonna have to park it somewhere.
You have to park it.
Yeah, and so they've got to be mobile and mobile enough for them to be able to walk down the stairs to get to the seat. That's kind of the cutoff for me. I don't want to be carrying, especially Teddy. He's way too heavy to be carrying around up and down the stairs. I don't need a workout today. But I do think that as long as they're mobile, which you know could for different kids it would be different, but you know. 4, 5, I think is 100% in the range of where you would start bringing them to an event like this because it's going to be bonkers and it's going
to
be crowded.
I defer to you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to bring my young kids here, but if I had to because I didn't have a sitter or something, then I would. I would say more 10 and up because I also would like to have a couple drinks and with a little one, like it's, I don't know. You got to keep your eyes on them so much. At least the 10-year-old is a little bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah. 16's a sweet spot because then they can drive home.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
248-539-9797. It's opening day. We've got AJ Hinch joining us at 8:02 this morning talking Tiger baseball and the party that is opening day. Room for both on the phones, 248-539-9797. John's got his customized Jansen Tigers jersey.
77, baby. Not changing that number.
No. Ready to go for today. Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797, where Matt joins us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. So a couple of years, I drive for a living, and it's a small company. So a couple of years ago, me and some employees took sick days to go to the game. And we met our boss at the game. And so ever since then, he now gives us unofficial sick days where we just go to the game, but we still get paid either way. And it's really cool. So I'm glad I get to skip out on work but still get paid.
Man, you must have one of the coolest bosses in town.
he's a good guy, man. He's a good guy.
Are you meeting him at the game today?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the game today. We're all going to meet up.
All right. That's awesome. There you go.
Yeah, it's awesome when
company
people get
outing.
It. It's good for your workforce, right? Morale building.
Morale building. Positive reinforcement, building up.
Yeah, we got a ticket texter who says something similar. Says the boss, pretty decent guy. They do a drawing a couple times a year for different games, and today they have sets of tickets for the double dip, a pair for the Tigers and Red Wings he's going to give out today for people at work.
Nice.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I am curious, is there anybody else that is doing the double dip? And are you going home after? I know you are, Jim, but is somebody who's coming down for the Tigers game, are they just going to hang out downtown and then just mosey on over to the LCA when it's time for the puck to drop?
So some of the challenges, baseball games go quicker now.
Yeah.
So the gap between the games, I mean, what time do you think the Tigers will be done?
So
1 o'clock first pitch?
I don't know, 3:30, 3:40?
Right. And then you got to kill 3 hours.
Yeah, so go.
Get food.
Yeah, go. Yeah, there's plenty of restaurants. Yeah. Hop around to some bars. And especially, I mean, if it's a win, now you're locked into going home and you can't stand down here or stay down here and celebrate with the fans. If it's a win, if it's a Javi Baez walk-off.
He's done it before. Is he in the lineup today, you think?
I don't want to waste
the question with AJ. He's tight today.
Yeah.
It's not like we need him to hand us the lineup card. I am curious how he sets the card, though.
I am curious, too, because thankfully, it's been measured as to when Javi's been in the lineup.
Yeah.
Now, we did see him as a pinch hitter, which seems like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I was going, why is he the pinch hitter? But you look around the bench, and he was
there
the best option,
options,
which is
yeah.
a different issue for the ball club. But
do you have hope that this team is going to be maybe a little bit better than you thought after having seen six games?
I hate that the last game was the one where all the flaws that we were concerned about played out in real time, right? Defense and bench bats and wasting pitching.
Yeah.
But the Mize thing feels real.
Mm-hmm.
The Torque thing, you get excited about. Those are two guys that weren't contributing at the end of last year. Those are two guys that have to keep the team afloat while we wait on Vierling and Meadows. Look, I think they're going to pitch well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to scratch across some runs and play that A.J. Hinch platoon ball. If they could be 500 through 40 games, I think they've got a shot in this division. I think that's a fair bar. And a chance to get above 500 this weekend, take advantage of the White Sox. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
You're going to lose to teams like the Dodgers, we understand, but beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Win more series than you lose, and then start adding some things up, and when you have a chance to play the White Sox. And heck, even now, the Twins. I'm shocked at how the Twins have started this season. They've pretty much carried over from where they ended last year. And
you
so
see Correa? He's been terrible.
Yeah. I am curious, you know, has this Tigers team through six games given you some hope? Or is there something, like you mentioned, the flaws and all the warts that we saw in their last outing against the Mariners, has that stolen any hope that you had built up? Because it's really hard to look at numbers right now. And I know we'd all love, and we knew that Tarek Skubal was going to start the season as the first starter. It's disappointing that he's not starting today in, you know, at Comerica to celebrate the, you know, the start of the season here, as well as the Cy Young, all that stuff. But I am excited to see Jack Flaherty and in the season that he had with us and with the Dodgers last year.
He picked us. You know what I mean? We traded him away. It's business.
Yeah.
And he picked
free
us.
Free agency. He picked us. He picked to come home. And I'm curious as to how much he picked us or how much he picked Chris Federer. Because Chris, this staff, and whether it's Chris Federer or it's AJ Hinch and how he uses them or the rest of the coaching staff, how much of it was, yeah, he just wanted to come back to Detroit, or how much did he actually pick, this is the bunch that rejuvenated my career, and now I've signed a two-year deal with them because I think it's my best opportunity to continue to pitch at this level.
The reputation that the Tigers have taken care of their pitchers. You said hope. Opening day is a day of hope.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the record is, everybody gets excited for baseball season. Everybody wants to go to the ballpark for the first time, see Comerica Park, and see this baseball team. They got a losing record. Some of that is playing the Dodgers 3 games to start the season. Hope is the key word on opening day. So what has you feeling hopeful? And if there's something in the back of your mind that you just can't get over right now, you can share that as well.
So what's stolen it is the injuries.
Yeah.
And that was even stolen before they even had one pitch in the regular season. But Gleyber Torres, you know, and that injury, and we thought, well, maybe Colt Keith going back to second base, and it's helped him at the plate. And, he had, you know, okay, 3 walks last time, no hits, but the error in the field really, you know, stole some of that as well. But when you look at Spencer Torkelson, I don't know how else you can look at it other than hope. I don't know that you're ready to say that's something we can count on. I think the sample size is way too long. The sample size of him not being a hitter is much larger, but it's been a nice start. Dylan Dingler, I think he's been a nice addition, and his numbers bear it out. Justin Henry Molloy, since he's been up, all right, he's been, you know, had an impactful bat, at least in one game, and he's only been here for, what, two? And so you look at him at Riley Green, kind of counting on him, slow start in regards to the first couple of games in L.A., but...
But some pop, some power.
Some pop, some power, but he returned to form in Seattle.
And they're playing him some at center field.